Federal Labor has flagged major changes to the Murray-Darling Basin plan if they win the next federal election, including a return to big water buybacks and stripping some powers from the Commonwealth Authority, which manages the basin plan. Labor says it needs to address serious environmental problems which threaten the viability of Australia's biggest river system. Critics say it would open the door to yet more disagreement and increases the likelihood that states will walk away altogether. I spoke to rural reporter Warwick Long. Warwick, what are the changes that Labor is proposing?
They're wide-ranging, Sarah. There's a number of different issues in this change in this plan from Labor announced today, and they will all affect different areas of the basin differently, and each area will find individual pieces most important. To start with, Labor's committing to introducing a bill to remove the cap on buybacks. So this was put on with the support from Labor, it must be said, through the Parliament. Now Labor wants to remove that so they can buy more water to get what the water they need under the basin plan. It also means they want to change how the definitions of how they're affecting communities when they're buying water from it. There's an extra bit of the basin plan that was added to it called the 450 gigalitres water, which was actually added to the basin plan after its first incarnation. And to get that water, it was thought it could only be done in a way that wouldn't damage communities in the Murray-Darling Basin. Now, Labor wants to remove that restriction, which is raising the ire of many an irrigator group today. Also hidden in there, though, are changes to the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, stripping powers away from them, and also acknowledging the effect of climate change impacts on the Basin Plan, which until now, no major party in the Basin Plan itself hasn't really acknowledged in any meaningful way.
Warwick, there's so much controversy about all aspects of the Basin Plan. So far, what has been the response to Labor's announcement?
It has been swift and it has been with fury, particularly from the other side of politics. Water Minister David Littleproud has called this plan a hoax because a lot of these changes announced by Labor require the state's agreement. And getting the states to make these agreements in the first place has not been easy. In fact, it took years. There was a lot of argy-bargy and difficult negotiations to get where we are now. Now, to say it will all be thrown out and changed, the water minister of the day at the moment, David Littleproud, thinks it simply can't be done. Individual state politicians further upstream too are calling this announcement gutless because it's being made in South Australia, and there are a lot of state-based politics in the Basin Plan. Many people wanted these changes being so significant to be made in an area where the communities will be affected by them, which means further upstream in the Murray-Darling Basin. And irrigator groups themselves are saying it's unlikely these changes will happen. Here's a little of Steve Wan, who's from the National Irrigators Council, talking today.
It's really important to point out that the 1,500 gigalitre cap was actually introduced with Labor's support. So it's an about-face from Labor on this. We're opposed to lifting the cap, of course. Now, on the 450 gigalitres, I think there's one fundamental thing which the opposition, if it was to make it into government, would need to remember, and that's that you can't implement any of these 450 gigalitre efficiency measures without state cooperation. So if they can't get the states to agree to that change, then they're at an impasse, which will effectively cease further action unless the Commonwealth Government wants to try and go it alone, which I think would be quite difficult.
Steve Wan from the National Irrigators Council, and before that, rural reporter Warwick Long.